Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host for Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living.
After 23 years as an FBI counterintelligence agent, Larae Kui can spot a liar. Specially trained in the art of reading individuals and uncovering hidden truths, Kui suggests that you first build rapport and surprise them. Listen more than you speak and pay close attention to how a person says no. A liar may say no and look in a different direction or close their eyes. They may say no, stretched over a long period of time or after hesitating. Eventually, psychologists tell us, a liar isn't even sure of what is true and what isn't. Megan, a recovered alcoholic, says in the grips of her addiction, she had lied so profoundly and for so long about herself, she actually believed her own lies. I really wasn't sure what was and wasn't true about what I was saying about myself, she recalls. Susan Krauss-Whitborn, PhD, confirms this. By telling lie after lie, we eventually can suffer from building a false version of reality that increasingly distances us from our real selves. After repeatedly lying about the same thing, we may even come to believe it is true. Yes, lying has consequences. At some point in life, every one of us is the victim of a lie. Whether it's the head of a giant bank who has knowingly made bad investments with millions of depositors' dollars, some of them yours. Or perhaps your teen who insists that the cigarettes or alcohol in his backpack belong to someone else. Or the life-shattering experience of realizing you've been betrayed by the one who promised to be true to you and only you for life. The Bible is simple and clear on the subject. Do not lie to one another, it says. For God, who designed humans and the framework for human relationships, intended for trust to be the bond, the very atmosphere of relationship. Sin that broke the first relationship between God and man was first predicated on a lie. It cost God a son to bring restoration. Since then, the lies we've told ourselves when we think that we can live without God have brought nothing more but sorrow throughout all of history. Because after a lie is told, forgiveness may be obtained and relationship restored. But sometimes, like a fine-cut crystal vase that's dashed to the ground and shattered into 1,000 pieces, human relationships may never be the same. Jesus said that lies come from Satan. Deceit was always in his playbook. In a conversation with the religious leaders of his day who were hypocrites, Jesus said that they were liars, descendants of Satan, who is not only a liar, but the father of all lies. In the book of Revelation, John the Apostle says liars will be cast into the lake of fire, bringing eternal judgment and condemnation. And do you recall the story from the New Testament church? Ananias and Sapphira lied about the sale of a piece of property. God was so incensed that he struck them dead and they were buried. Yes, God takes a very dim view of dishonesty. I'm not lying. I'm just stretching the truth. I'm not hurting anyone. Have you ever thought that? You're lying when you tell yourself that. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil, Jesus taught. You can tell the truth all of the time and enjoy the joy and peace of honest, genuine relationship with God and in your relationship with others. Dishonesty and deceit are habit patterns which are learned, and by the grace of God, they can be unlearned. You can tell the truth, and in learning to tell the truth, you will become a different person and experience the life and relationships God has for you.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.